Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Ooh, fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora and good morning, Penelope Noir. Come in. Jenny, are you there?
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good. Let me just turn this one down. I've got you loud and clear there.
Oh, great.
Now, just before we get into it, Penny, do you want to give us a review of the Pixies and Pearl Jam last night?
I thought it was great. I haven't really kind of thought about. I thought Liam Finn was great too. Like I went quite early because I wanted to see him because I hadn't seen him for a while. So it was cool to see three amazing artists perform. Long night though.
Yeah, certainly was a long night. You can tell by my voice that it was a long night.
Yes.
Now, Penny, did you wear sunscreen yesterday?
Yes, I wear it every day.
'Tis the time of the year. Essential fashion item, right?
Yeah, and because I'm fair, so and I get burnt like really easily. So I thought I'd look into sunscreen because I'm thinking about festivals and things like that. And we talked about sunglasses last week. So, I found this really fascinating because there are a lot of things I didn't know. Like I didn't know that there were two types of sunscreen, one that reflects the UV rays and one that absorbs the UV rays.
What?
And converts it into heat.
What?
And have you ever worn sunscreen and thought, oh my God, I feel hotter than if I wasn't wearing it?
Maybe. Maybe I just thought it was like an extra hot day or something.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, I've put it on and I've felt like I've almost got some kind of weird layer on me that's just making me feel hotter. And it's because the ones that absorb, that's what they do. And they tend to contain oxybenzone and octinoxate. And also like water, oils, moisturizers, antioxidants, emulsifiers and stabilizers. So lots of things. Whereas the one that reflects UV rays normally contains zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, and zinc oxide's actually been around for a really long time. Like people have used it for thousands of years sort of thing. And both UVA and UVB rays can cause skin cancer. UVA penetrates the skin and causes wrinkles and age spots, and UVB causes sunburn. So these were all things that I didn't know. Also, sun protection factor. If I say to you SPF 15, what do you think that means?
Good protection.
Well, I always thought it meant that like something about you can spend a certain amount of time in the sun and that sunscreen was going to protect you, but I was completely wrong. It means that if it's SPF 15, it only protects you from the sun to 93%, SPF 30 is 97%, and SPF 50 is 98%. And there's no sunblock at the moment that can protect you 100%, apparently. And broad spectrum means covering UVA and UVB sun rays, so ultraviolet light. So that's what that kind of terminology means. And the New Zealand Dermatological Society recommends that you use SPF 50 because most people don't apply enough or reapply often. So you're supposed to reapply every 2 hours, like even if you're going in the water or just hanging around on the beach or whatever. The UV rays or the sunscreens that reflect UV rays have an excellent safety profile and don't absorb into the skin, whereas the carbon-based ones, which is the ones that do absorb, the ones that contain oxybenzone and octinoxate have been seen to be bad for the environment because they kind of go into the ocean. I mean, I'm reading this off the New Zealand Dermatological Society. So there might be some people that have done research in this and have like kind of wider ideas on this. So I don't want to be the be all and end all. There are some places that you can go to kind of check out ideal sunscreens. So you could go to like molemap.co.nz. the consumer, like consumer website, consumer.org.nz, used to do tests on sunscreens up until 2021. They tested 12 sunscreens and only 5 met the claims that they, you know, they put out there.
That seemed to be like an annual story, right? Where they go, these ones aren't up to scratch.
Yeah. So the cool thing is that the Sunscreen Product Safety Standard Act came in 2022. So New Zealanders are protected by the fact that all importers, retailers and manufacturers must comply with this act. And it kind of like lays out everything that what you say on the bottle has to actually do what it says. So because, you know, skin cancer is such a... you know, dangerous cancer to get, or I mean, they all are, but it's quite a common one in New Zealand. A bit of history, ancient Greeks used olive oil, which kind of freaked me out because I thought about cooking. Ancient Egyptians used extracts of rice, jasmine and lupine plants, which apparently is used in some kind of natural sunscreens nowadays, zinc oxide paste. People have used mud, charcoal, cocoa butter. In Madagascar, a ground wood paste called Maisonjoni is put on the face. But in modern times, it was actually a mountaineer, a Swiss chemist who was mountaineering on Pitzbühel, and he got like sunburnt. So he created a sunscreen using zinc oxide and petroleum, which is now, have you heard of the brand Pitzbühel?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's him, that he created that. He was also the one that created the sun protection factor. 1944, Benjamin Green, who was an American pharmacist, created like a gelatinous kind of product to protect soldiers in World War II, and that became Coppertone. And so there's like L'Oreal and other people that have kind of made a lot of different kinds and that sort of thing. But I think that, like, my advice is, kind of look online and do your research and see what suits you best, because if you're putting on your face, you want ones that kind of are good for like either oily skin or dry skin or combination. Like there's all different kinds that will, because you want to wear it and not feel like, you know, if you're wearing makeup, you want to put it underneath and not feel like your makeup slides off or, you know, that kind of thing. So you want to find the one that's right for you and I guess the activities that you're doing as well. So if you're jogging outside, you might need one that kind of is a little bit more sweat resistant and that sort of thing.
Do you have a favorite between spray, stick or cream?
Well, that's another thing. I've always used a spray, but the New Zealand Dermatological Society recommends that the other kinds are better. And that's because when you spray it, you have a lot of wastage. Because it goes into like the air, but also if you spray it at the beach, the particles go into the sand and that can get washed into the sea. So that's something I hadn't thought about, but I've always kind of like gone into the bathroom because you need to put it on 20 minutes before you go outside. So I've always kind of done it kind of like standing in the shower, like almost like a spray tan to kind of cover myself. And it's only kind of quite recently, like the 80s, 90s and 2000s that they realised that sunscreen prevented skin cancer. It's kind of quite crazy to me, you know.
It's recent history, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, of course, you must remember the slip, slop, slap, and now it's wrap as well, which is slip into a long sleeve shirt and into shade if you can. Slop, plenty of broad spectrum, at least SPF 30, and reapply every 2 hours. Slap on a wide brim hat because most people get burnt on the back of their neck and don't realise. And of course, wrap because sunglasses protect you from UV rays.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very sun smart this morning, Penny.
Yes, yes. And not like given the weather outside, it's probably not that.
but important, you know, to think about it now. And yeah, worth the investment in a good sunscreen if you've got that extra bit of cash in the old pocket.
Yeah, and I looked it up and there's quite a few natural ones as well, which I think, you know, people should look into because, you know, I think it's better for the environment and that sort of thing. But there's a few websites and I'm always kind of a bit skeptical of which one they're promoting because they may have like, it may be a paid product placement. So I just think do your research and look into which one will suit you best.
All right, Penelope Noir, thank you so much for fashion this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Thanks, Gunny.
Cheers.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.